This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Mikey Pod. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is episode number 48, and today is May 26, 2006, and I have a special guest today. This is Shingo Tu from Oakland, California. He is a rap activist, peace advocate, and inventor who is going to talk to us about his most recent project with Ryuichi Sakamoto, Stop Rocka Show, an interactive podcast remixing project featuring his vocals. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the project works before we listen to the first track?
Okay. Well, if you go to the main site, stop-rockashow, rokkashow.org, there's going to be three versions that we already did, an a cappella and also a keyboard element that's up for downloading and remixing under the Creative Commons license. And you would see other submissions as well that was inspired by the works. But basically what we're asking for is for people to remix the song, and you can post it up on your domain or you can send it back to us for submission. And through that process, we just want to spread the awareness about this project, which is calling for a stop of a reprocessing plant, nuclear reprocessing plant in northern Japan. But in large, we have to review where our world is headed to, you know, with the nuclear proliferation.
So what are some things going on with the Rocka Show plant? Is there some more you can tell me about that?
It's really difficult to assess everything for me at this point. You know, I don't know everything, obviously. But the most important thing is to really know the difference between what the government is telling you as far as the safety standards and what's actually going on in the world. You know, people are definitely getting sick from effects of radiation ever since the introduction of nuclear radiation in the 40s. So we just need to really wise up, and we have to make our own decisions based on our own information, not just what's fed to us.
Yeah, this is a great way to get people involved. One of the most frustrating things I've found about trying to talk to people about things is we get, I guess, I don't know if this is just an American thing, but just this whole way that people get about just sort of closing off into their own world of, you know, watching American Idol and driving around in their SUVs, drinking their Starbucks, and everyone feels so like sort of content, but sheltered from what's really going on. I think this is a really, the project was really exciting to me because it seems like a way that people can get involved who are like into the music aspect of it, and then decide, and then they'll figure out, you know, what's really going on with this plant and how that sort of thing's going on here too. So it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I think projects like this can only get bigger and bigger, you know, because we do have more outlets. We do have more people creating music and expressing their ideas. You know, we do have more tools to record and all that, you know, so why not make the content a little bit more diverse as well? You know, it doesn't have to be always about you know, radio play and record sales.
Yeah, cool. I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with the remixes of this. Well, why don't we go ahead and we'll listen to the main theme of Rocka Show, and we'll talk some more after that. So this is
okay.
Man, there are so many people involved in this. So it's Shingo Tu, Ryuichi Sakamoto, and Christian Finesse. Is there anybody I'm leaving out? There are a couple more people involved, right?
The main version has my drummer back in Japan called Motoki.
Okay.
He's playing the drums. And then for the other versions, we got the whole hip-hop remix as well. So you can check that out on the website.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll put links to all this stuff in the show notes on my site too. So, okay. Uh-huh. So here's the main theme of Rocka Show.
The thing. people disastrous. We're putting our children at risk. Dating with an activist, call up the activists. Greetings, sun salutation. We give praise to the Almighty. Knowledge from the ancient upper window. Some seek shelter in artificial stations. Genetic mutations. The installation of a new plant. But this plant is no ordinary plant. No, no, with it on you, the flower or shed green leaves. Instead, you shower daily in the deadly streets. Spread like a zodiac sign after Gemini. The everyday workday folk like you and I. We once believed in this promise of a garden. Boy, Adam, girl, Eve of destruction. Technology, system malfunction. The angle is deep and the wheels losing traction. Who dare say they care about our safety? As long as the food on their dinner plate tasty. No time for supper, as we shall suffer the consequence. Might as well enjoy the last cuppa. Tea if you prefer the taste of metal in your mouth. White blood cells on our fellow people condescend. Preemptive strike back across the fence. I guess it all depends which side you're on. Whether you feel locked up or free to move on. Confess it all depends which ride you're on. Whether you see pitch black or a light to keep on it. Come on, come on, come on, yeah. Whether you see pitch black or a light to keep on it. Come on, shake up the nations. We need ventilation, obtained information gathered in the bottom of a nuclear reactor. Nothing that will clear about the cloudy factors. Shady tactics on the earth, paid actors. Hard dry like cactus. Black rain back in the day, pool disastrous. We're putting our children at risk. Daily with an asterisk, power to the activists. Yeah, yeah, daily with an asterisk, power to the activists. Alpha, beta, gamma rays, any way you like it. Now we're living it, omega days. Seem like we're trapped in a sci-fi anime. Clean room byproducts, contaminant. Lab workers with laminates, catch red. Too late to reach for the medicine cabinet. The only fusion happening around mass confusion. Need for deep contemplation. Cut through the noise, map concentration. Camps built on purpose of tax evasion. Politicians swayed by their shifty cranium. Wicked wet dreams, pure forms of uranium. Multiple platinum enriched plutonium. In propaganda from a sponsored podium. You know, hit like one, the sound of thunder. Another faux pas, irreversible blunder. Thermal recording in a pressurized chamber. Twist the heat meter, well, see through you later. Like bombs get smarter while soldiers get dumber. Drive a Hummer now, winter hot like summer. Summer cold like winter now. Who's in the winner circle? Hoops broken, ice caps getting thinner. How do we stop a force so damn powerful? Have to counter with the bigger voice. Let a mouthful of noise begin. Let the bad boys know they can't play with the toys no more. Now bro, they blow up in the face. Strapping the flying everywhere in slow-mo. Ricochet off the wall is stinging reality. Don't let the mothers tally up the fatalities. Judgment soon come beyond the duality. Reality. Reality. Headed for disaster, charged like plasma, shadow like plaster. Cause we wanna
wanna get from point A to B faster. Sell your soul on an auction bid. Better yet, set yourself on vibration, kid. This theater has no spin, like a turbine. No script set for this year by the genuine population. The path you must take for a major alteration. Extreme consumption to wise moderation. Enough with the debating. Get up in the morning just to see what we're facing. Enough with the debasing. Get up in the morning just to see what we're facing. And that's real, real, get. The nations, we need ventilation, obtaining information gathered in the bottom of a nuclear reactor. Nothing new or clear about the cloudy factors. Shady tactics, army unpaid actors, hard dry like cactus. Black rain back in the day, cool disastrous. We're putting our children at risk.
So, how did this project get started with the Rocket Show, the StopRocketShow.org?
Okay. Well, the project was initiated by Ryuichi Sakamoto. You know, he's a composer living in New York. He's arguably one of the most famous composers in Japan. And we had kept in touch through the past few years because initially I had asked him for a sample on my previous album, and he was gracious enough to grant me the... well, at least the verbal license, and I had to go negotiate with his label, and they were really cool with me too. So anyway, that's how I got started, and then over the years we've just been keeping in touch, more or less talking about what's going on in the world, you know, rather than just talking about music. And when this project came around, he emailed me and asked me if I was interested, and I replied right away saying, you know, let's do something. And that's kind of how it got started. He just sent me the initial file containing the loops, and just the sound of it gave me a lot of inspiration. It really sounded like I was inside a reactor, so to speak, and I just started writing to it, and then I put the drums together, and that's we started exchanging the data.
Oh, cool. All right, so you're also doing a compilation album in Japan with, and you did a track with DJ Crush, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So this is something separate from what I'm working on with Ryuichi. This one is called African Jag, J-A-G. And this is initiated by DJ Crush's office. They're really trying to get people to be aware about the problems going on in Africa, especially to the young children, you know, who are either recruited to fight with guns, you know, at a very early age, or they have to fight through diseases and poverty and all kinds of things, you know.
So the next track we're going to listen to is FILO, the Mad Sequence remix.
Okay.
You have any thoughts to throw in about this track before I play it?
Not particularly. This is just a fun track. You know, FILO means first in, last out. You know, it's actually a nerdy computer term because I was an engineering student back in the day at Cal. So yeah, just listen to it.
Lord, if they only knew the night to burn candles by the doors to guide the soul fire. Sheer energy release to melt the heart. Monster boys come on to wax. So slowly, watch we all skin, let's bring this offer. So far, so good, what's life got to offer? You stay curious, they analyze the facts. Who's there to encourage, give a paddle they back? How come society wanna grow and ignore? Forging big team, every work is a chore. Adore each step, hot scared for cages. Travel this deep in the age of decadence. To listen reverence to the older veterans, strive to
the chest, plus a chip of their shoulder. Street soldiers cut without severance, but keep hustling anyways. For the L or the F of it, effervescent like either way. Fear no evil once lost, down, down like the last bound. Down in the towering inferno of Babylon, first in last down. First in first shots, sweat my appetite, but can it satisfy my craving for beats wrapped tight like a Christmas gift? This flat is an eve of a generation to blip. Live life like a testimony, simple rhyme, a difficult time. Tell my friend through a lonely tunnel at the end, never remains. It's a funnel into a wine bottle and cork inside it. Mental soul mind buckling a puzzle. Amazed at the grace, haven't reached the goal. Not twice in the gate, heaven preacher. So true knowledge of self, shine right at the all for one. Park and polish you better to hold the sun. For the characters carry over your role. 24 karat gold, each day is a jewel. Case closed when the end credits roll. Self-representative and elected, yes I give and get, give back to the constituent. Sit you in a chair, break down the event. There's nothing fashionable about arriving late in the game and acting. Who's you? Cause you can't pay dues, wait, credit or cash. Quick times I'll play, streaming on the flash. So I'm sticking a couple pins into media outlets. Then I hop up in the black van and I'm out. Let's get with the program. Shout the down, jonesing down, we keep on the ground. Dowsing, microphones I'm casting. Everlasting sound blasting, no doubt, first in, last out. If I alone, I'd rather do nothing else. If I below, the heart to the last pulse. Like the last bound down in the towering inferno of Babylon, first in, last out. Like the last bound down in the towering inferno of Babylon, first in, last out. Like the last bound down in the towering inferno of Babylon, first in, last out.
Okay, that was F-I-L-O from Shingo 2, and we have some more to cover about the dangers of the Rocka Show plant and just nuclear energy in that way, too. What would you consider, like, some of your main concerns about this nuclear energy?
Okay, well, this topic is, I believe, you know, it's really, really broad, and it's something that people should be talking about more, you know, instead of just CO2 emissions or talking about oil, you know, because there's just a long history of nuclear contamination in this world, and that's going on right now at a great rate, really, you know, through not just the power plants, but a lot of nuclear weapons being used in the world. There are tons and tons and tons, like literally, of uranium and radioactive elements that are dropped in the world. And we have to realize that when one area is contaminated in the world, it is going to carry through the atmosphere and affect everybody. And in fact, that's kind of what happened all the way throughout the 40s and the 60s in America. You know, I think from what I learned, the American government detonated like 184 atomic bombs in Nevada alone, you know, and granted that wasn't over any civilian population, but the result of that is going to bring radiation to the entire continent of the United States. And there are plenty of people that have been monitoring the effects, the health effects of that. And that in itself is just so controversial that no one's really willing to take up that task. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then now you got modern warfare, where American troops and coalition troops have dropped tons and tons of depleted uranium weaponry on, you know, on the civilians and the soldiers too, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what country you're from, if you're going to be affected by, you're going to be affected by, and there are so many veterans that are suffering from post-war illnesses and all that kind of stuff, you know. It's just so deep. It's so deep. It's really easy to say that nuclear power plants are very clean energy, but you really can't look at one good thing and ignore the rest of the effects. That's what we always tend to do, you know. We kind of extract what we want, but we ignore everything else. And that's not how nature works, you know. Science always looks at a segment of nature and say, this is what we need, but you kind of ignore all other natural effects of it. That's been our downfall, you know, in the 20th century. So we really have to do something now.
Yeah, that's the awareness is the hard part, because so many people, you know, just pay attention to what we're told by the government or what is sort of put on the news, which I'm more and more suspect of each day.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, even what I just talked about in the last few minutes, you know, you can take my word for it, but unless you see the data yourself, you're never really going to believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just not going to register it up in your head unless you see it for yourself. So that's very difficult, you know. I mean, you really shouldn't take anybody's word for it. If someone told you this and this happened back in so-and-so, you shouldn't be like, oh, you know, really? You know, you really should look it up yourself.
Yeah, and it's true. And really, we do have access to so much of that information, too.
We do. That's what I'm saying. That, you know, we have access to a lot of information, and we have opportunities to express a lot of information. And, you know, a lot of that is getting wasted. You know, even though we have legal rights to express these things, no one's really bothering to do it. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's almost as if, I don't know. I don't know if it's paranoid of me or what, but it really seems like the media and our government and everything here in the States anyway is just like plotting to keep us all like distracted, you know?
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely one, you know, so-called tactic that you could really, you know, notice, which is very blatant. But where I'm coming from is not really from a political or, you know, legal standpoint, like we should do this and that. It's really because of, I wouldn't even say environmental or humanitarian, it's just like common sense, you know. Like if you really want your children to grow up in a environment where you could just go out and not worry about breathing in the air or drinking the water, then we really must make a change, you know.
Yeah,
it's really a collective effort, because we've done a lot of harm as a collective effort, so we have to reverse it. And it's really no joke, you know. It's really not a euphemism of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Word up.
Yeah, heavy. Well, thanks for covering all that stuff. And it's, you know, the great thing about this project is I really, like a lot of things, I really hadn't even thought about any of this. And because of my interest in Ryuichi Sakamoto, I found out about this project and then found out about you. And it's just, I mean, that's, there are a lot of ways I feel like we kind of like close ourselves in with the internet, but also there are like ways that like, cause I never thought I'd be like, you know, communicating with Ryuichi's manager or with, you know, people like you. And so it's cool. I mean, I think we have like tools available to us now that are really amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, you have to look at it in a positive light. You know, it is really amazing to me, you know, how much has opened up since the internet. A lot of things that we're talking about right now, 10 years ago, people would just look at you crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But nowadays you can say like, oh, you don't believe me? Just Google it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll find just the sheer amount of information that's out there by people with credentials, you know, it's not going to be no false, you know, documentation or conspiracy theories or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really have to judge for yourself, you know. That's what's important, yeah.
There's this, if you ever check out any podcasts, there's this one that you should listen to. It's a Bicycle Mark.
Okay.
I'll send you the link and I'll put it in my show notes too. But he's like, he has that same sort of philosophy that I appreciate about what you're saying too. Just of like, well, here's the information I found. Now you go and take it and run with it and find out what you can find out and make your own decisions, you know? I think that's a really important way to look at things. We have to talk a little. I was going to like skip the Empire 22 stuff, but it's cool too. Let's maybe, can you just kind of throw out a little bit about what that's all about?
Okay. Well, e22.com is just my own website. You know, I got my music on there. My music has mainly been coming out in Japan because I do a lot of Japanese studio albums, but I also have other art projects on there as well. One is called Operation Peace Crane. It's about spreading origamis done with camouflage patterns, and that's kind of a concept of merging war and peace together through art. So it's kind of, you know, in line with what I'm working on right now, you know, just using the power of art to just open people up.
Very nice. Yeah, I just read the mission statement. It's cool. I didn't realize that was all your work. So yeah, so everyone check that out too. So I'm going to close the show with this song that I tracked down of yours, One Note Rap. And it's a take. Is it a takeoff on One Note Samba? Is that the name of the? Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's totally cool. So we'll close with that. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
And here's One Note Rap by Shingo 2.
And Joe Beam.
Oh, of course. All right, thanks again.
All right, peace.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.